Welcome to another epic episode of the Productivityist podcast. It's a bonus episode during the Big Ready Week featuring the epic Marley Williams. She delivers epic experiences. We talk about the power of retreats because that's the panel that she's on at the Big Ready, along with David Sparks, Mike Schmitz. There's so many people presenting at the Big Ready as I'm thinking about it right now. Jake from Cave Day, he's going to be there. He's on that panel. I don't even know who's facilitating the panel right now at this point because I'm just so excited to deliver this event to you. Vanessa's part of it. She's helping me put this whole thing together. And of course, I have to thank all 29 presenters, myself and Vanessa included, that are going to be appearing at the Big Ready. I want you to go to thebigready.com. Once you're done listening to this conversation I'm having with Marley Williams, that's just a snippet. It's just a taste. It's just a teaser of what you can expect on a future episode. But I wanted to offer a little bit of a teaser of what you can expect to hear from her and all of the other presenters that you're hearing during the Big Ready Week, which really kicked off with the weekly episode featuring Dr. Therese Houston. You know, you've already heard from her. And so, again, let's just get into that conversation. It's time for that epic conversation, that epic teaser, that epic taste of what you can expect to hear from Marley Williams. Let's go. Let's listen to me and Marley chat here on the Productivityist podcast. You know, when someone discovers you for the first time and they get that free opt-in, like the free book or the free checklist, yeah. And then you're like, okay, you have this now. Now come to buy my $5,000 coaching. Like, wait, whoa. What about, like, is there something in the middle here? So it goes from like this free to like very expensive. So, I mean, for someone who's never done this, I'm not saying they're going to be turned off by the term epic, but I think epic is found. You know what I mean? Within. And I totally get it. So I guess my question is, for someone who is like, I've never done this before, I hear there's a real power in retreats. We'll talk about like the group experience, because I think that's where I think we haven't really touched on that too much, as opposed to with David and Mike, who do, and myself, who try to do more personal ones, because that's something I haven't explored all that much until recently. But when it comes to building a group retreat, what are some of those ingredients that you think that need to be there to make it go from this like good thing to this epic thing?
Well, I think that a big piece of it, and there's a distinction around, you know, like an event versus a retreat or a conference versus a retreat, right? Like, and I think so often conferences or events are based on, here's all of the content and here are these speakers that have this great content. And I feel like one of the big differentiators, if you will, of a retreat is like, in a way, I'm like, you are the content, meaning the participant is the content. The participant is the essence of the experience, and that their the fullness of their participation.
Right.
And so and emphasizing specifically, I think a huge piece of camp and the experiences that I design and facilitate is the connection between the people who are in the room.
Gotcha. So it's that old adage of you are what you put into it.
Yeah. And I think that sometimes people make the assumption just because people are in the room, they're going to connect.
Right.
And I think if you want, like, the most profound thing that I think you can walk away with from an epic experience or an epic retreat is the meaningful relationships that you build. And those happen by like centering that. Mm-hmm. Like, how am I going to intentionally craft and create an experience that helps people deeply connect with each other? Because you can leave with a notebook full of notes, but the retreats that have had the biggest impact on me have been when I have made these lifelong friends or have these relationships or build these connections. And yeah, they can just happen. It's not like they won't, but the root of facilitate is actually facile, which means to make easy.
Right.
So as the facilitator of this experience, how do I make it easier for them to cultivate and develop these deeper connections with people? So I would say, like, emphasis on connection, huge. And really think, so that's one part of it.
Sure.
And then really crafting that participant experience. And it's, again, less about the content. And I think more about what is the experience that I want to create versus what is the information I want to share.
The excitement is palpable. You can hear it. I didn't even know who was speaking on certain panels before we got into this conversation, but that's okay. There's just a lot of people. And here's the thing. If you join us at the Big Ready, and tickets are just $99 for general admission or VIP, which gets you that workshop with me, it's just $299, but you get a recording of all the workshops, panels, and keynotes. So for that price point, if you miss something, if you want to be in on a panel, but there's a workshop happening at the same time, don't worry. You get a recording of all of these things forever included with your price of the ticket. So can't be there live, not living in the Pacific time zone. Want to make sure that you can take a break during the day so you can be ready to bring the best of yourself to the entire event. There you go. Now you've got the option. There's a recorded option that you're going to get as a ticket holder to the Big Ready. So I encourage you to check out thebigready.com. Go there now. Look at all of the presenters that we're bringing, not just the ones I've featured on the podcast this week. And I can't wait to see you there. Thanks, Marley, for joining me for this little teaser of what we can expect on a future episode. And thanks to you for listening. Until tomorrow, which is the last day of bonus episodes featuring Jenna Britton, which I'm really looking forward to. We had a fantastic conversation. The whole episode's great, but tomorrow you get a taste. Until then, this is Mike Bardi, the host of the Productivityist podcast and the Big Ready, reminding you to stop guessing and start going. I'll see you at the Big Ready.